Udo Radio.
Says that there
Africa and Europe to fully use the AU-EU partnership as a tool to align efforts toward Africa's Agenda 2063 and 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Still in local news, the common market for Eastern and Southern Africa COMESA has urged the public to take advantage of the Africa Leather and Leather Products Institute to help grow the African global economy. Speaking during the 18th Annual Leather Value Chain Forum, COMESA General Secretary Dave Harman says Africa needs to intensify its efforts to contribute more to the global market, noting that the continent has been contributing only 3% of the $24 billion industry. Harman has explained that ALLPI is providing training and funding to individuals interested in venturing into businesses and building SMEs within the leather sector. He has added that COMESA has acknowledged complaints from SMEs regarding payment made in Forex, and he is working towards creating a local African payment system using mobile platforms such as MTN or Airtel Money. Meanwhile, Minister of Tourism Rodney Sinkamba has stated that the theme Unleashing Africa's Leather Potential is highlighting the continent's significant opportunities for economic growth. A financial expert has raised concern over Zambia's ability to implement the construction of 2 megawatt power stations in each constituency using Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Daniel Chisenga says shifting CDF allocation to energy projects risk ignoring other pressing community needs. Chisenga notes that each power station would cost approximately 46 million kwacha, yet the approved 2026 CDF allocation stands at 46 million kwacha per constituency. He argues that the initiative can only succeed if supported by a separate, well-funded national program. Meanwhile, a concerned citizen formerly urges government to face the initiative and ensure it is financed well to prevent the interruption of development activities in community. Finally, in local news, Sinometals has formally apologized to the Zambian government following the industrial accident that forced operation to a halt. Company representative Wang Jinchan, accompanied by Lulu Shi, requested that operations be reopened during a meeting with Vice President Mzalina Lumango in Nanchang, China. The engagement took place on the sidelines of the 2025 World Green Development Investment and Trade Expo and the China Green Food Expo, scheduled for November 27-30 in Jiangxi Province. Vice President Nalumango welcomed the apology but emphasized that no decision will be made until a team of ministers thoroughly reviews and validates the preliminary safety report. She advised Sinometals to follow all guidance provided and ensure strict measures are in place to prevent harm and avoid secondary pollution in surrounding communities. Mrs. Nalumango reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to protecting investors while insisting that diligence, transparency, and accountability must guide the way forward. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Hi there. This is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, iTel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power banks, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktop, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all